Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them brain fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Look at me, J-Man.
It's all for you.
Hey, everybody. This is the Map Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio. And I'm sorry, I've just lost the chat room, but I'm sitting here in warm and wonderful, as I said, Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, as always, a mere 314 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. And what'd you do with the chat room?
I didn't do anything. I lost it.
Oh, it shows that you're still in there.
Well, so. Not on my screen, it doesn't. There we go. Hey, we're back.
Sweet. And?
Anyway.
How are we doing tonight?
I know. What's that?
How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing?
I am in fuego. I'm in fuego. I'm on fire, baby. Tonight, I've got tiger blood pumping through my veins, just like Charlie Sheen does.
Well, that's good, because Jay, we're not actually going to talk about Charlie Sheen tonight. In fact, Jay, we are going to talk about you, because this is a surprise birthday party for you, Jay. And let's go to the phone calls right now. 937, you're on the air.
Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
My first question
is going to be, we're not doing a remote broadcast from anybody's vagina, are we?
No, not tonight.
But we could if you wanted to.
Well, Jay, since it's your birthday, I mean, maybe we should be. Happy birthday, Jay.
Well, thank you. My birthday isn't for another 4 days.
I am presently en route to Bagwine headquarters, where I will proceed to Mattman's home, and we will crack open the crystal skull just for this special occasion, and we will salute you with a shot.
That does excite me.
Jay, if you don't know, this is our intern, little Jimmy Stewart, on the phone.
Yeah, I figured that's who it was.
Okay. Hold on, little Jimmy, because we have another caller at 865, and we're all celebrating J-Man's birthday. 865, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Who's this?
This
weirdo.
Is the Weirdo King.
You weirdo.
I know, that is me. Under the weather, but still here. Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you. And I see your double wide is still standing after the bad weather.
Yeah, pontoons and all, we are intact. Ready for summertime.
Excellent.
Did you get the hound dog in there, weirdo?
We got that and the wiener dog. Yeah, we got them all. We got them all in the house.
You moved the couch in off the porch?
Yep, that and the refrigerator, and got the smoke shack out in the back. We had to move that, you know, on the porch. Tied the porch down, so we're pretty good.
Excellent.
So, but I could miss this one, so here I am.
Here you are.
So there you go, Jay. You've been stupefied.
I have
this
been.
It's been weeks in the making.
I could tell because the coordination has been awesome.
Yes. Okay, maybe it's been a couple weeks in the making.
Try 4 days.
Okay.
There you go.
Four days.
This is really, really.
Yeah.
This is really sweet of you guys. This is really sweet of you guys. It's almost as sweet as Saturday Night Live, who is going to celebrate my birthday by having Miley Cyrus host Saturday night.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now, Jay, if you can, let me know who Bongo 52 is.
That's my brother-in-law.
Okay.
That's
Alan. Very good. Oh, my God, we have another caller.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I recognize that. I recognize that number.
You do? Well, let's talk.
I do.
Where did it go?
They're still muted.
870, go ahead.
Hi.
And
hey, there you are.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And who might this be?
Well,
I think we have we're having major delay problems here. That's my mother.
Betty?
The 870 number.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm glad you could call in. Is there anything you'd like to say to Jay?
I just want to wish him a happy birthday.
Already...
Oh, that is so sweet.
Well, thank you.
And Matt?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Matt.
Yes,
I want to thank you for inviting me to the party.
Oh, you know it. That's a nice laptop you got, Jay.
Yeah, I can't wait to try it out.
It's pretty smooth, pretty sweet.
Yes.
I know.
Fast, powerful, very
Betty,
manly.
Betty, did you like that little thing I sent you from the Ohio Democratic Party?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
It was.
Uh-huh.
Jay fell for it.
Well, of course he did.
Well, I'm going to get off this line and let somebody else call in.
Now, before you go, have a nice show.
Yeah?
Betty, before you go...
Yes.
Is there anything that Jay did really funny when he was a kid?
Oh, so many things.
How come? There's got to be something that pops out in your mind.
Oh, look at the time.
I probably shouldn't tell anything.
Oh, sure you should.
No. Well, he was a very good little boy.
Really?
Just like I am now.
just like he is now. Yes, he was always a good boy.
Oh, my God.
I do remember one thing he did, though.
Oh, what?
He took our lawnmower apart. and left it in pieces all over the backyard when he was about 8 years old.
That's because he didn't want to cut the grass, correct?
It messed
up
my allergies.
He wouldn't have had to cut it. It would have been up to his father to cut it. But his father couldn't put it back together again.
Of course not.
What, did you strip the bolts there, Jay?
I really don't remember any of this, so.
I didn't know he was doing it until one of the neighbors called me and said, do you know what Jay's doing?
Like she didn't get that call often.
I said, what is it this time?
I was probably drunk.
Well, I am going to get off here now. I don't have another thing to say.
All right. Well, thanks for calling
in. Okay. Y'all have a good show.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Mom.
Okay.
Okay. Jay, we have another call. It's from
I see that.
Let's take that call. 602, you're on the air.
602?
Yes.
Oh, my.
602. That must be me.
It must be. Would you, do you have something
you
to say to Jay?
It's the Agent Rat.
Yes, it is.
I was calling Jay just to say, hey, happy birthday, and to do my best Marilyn Monroe happy birthday for you.
Oh, go.
So here we go.
Oh, baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. J-Man. Happy birthday to you. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll be here all week.
I'm going to need a little private time, if y'all don't mind. A little personal time here. That was awesome.
That's funny you say that, because the present I bought you, Jay, was a box of tissues.
You bought him tissues?
Yeah, because I knew you were going to be singing.
Probably the dollar box down at Dollar General.
Oh, you know, I've heard that an athletic sock works really well.
Really?
I've never heard that.
Oh, my God, Jay. The phone calls are pouring in.
Okay, I'm going to go now if you can take your next call.
Well,
happy
no,
birthday,
to,
funny
you
man.
You don't have to go, Desert Rat. Desert Rat, you don't have to go.
No, I must.
No, you don't.
I must disappear into the ether.
Oh, God.
But happy birthday to you.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to take a call from 847. Would this be Ms. Dana?
You know, it is, but I don't think it's right that I had to follow Desert Rat.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Somebody had to.
Yeah, well, couldn't you have picked somebody you liked less? Oh, wait, don't answer that.
God just tumbles the dice and they lay where they are.
Yeah, well, I don't like where they're laying, so make them get up.
Oh, I like where they're laying.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Jay.
Well, thank you.
Are you, like, all
thank
discombobulated
you.
And flustered by this change in events?
Oh, no, nothing messes me up.
Oh, of
I'm a rock star.
It was really cool to hear your mom, though.
It was.
That was the best part. Well, no. Well, I don't know. It's a rat. You know, it's like two opposite sides of the spectrum. We have your mom, we have Desert Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I may be making a little snippet of that Desert Rat singing, and I might be keeping that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. But, you know, if you do it, digital recordings don't wear out, right?
No, they don't.
Okay, so you'll be fine.
And neither does Jay.
And neither does, that's right.
Not as long as he has his Viking helmet and his tissues, he's good.
Hey,
they don't call him Mr. Longships for nothing.
Is that weirdo who's also on the line? He's been muted again.
Oh, I don't know. Let's find out. Dana, hold on. Here we go. 865. You're on the air.
What's up? Hey.
Oh, yeah, it is weirdo.
Just, you know, and you know, with the digital recordings, you know, the pages don't get stuck together.
Exactly. I think you probably know all about the pages being stuck together.
You've tried that out, haven't you?
Just more recent, you know.
You were so happy when DVR came along because DVDs, they stick together.
They do. Oh, man. Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom anyway when Desert Rat was singing anyway because that was, you know, a little too much for me. And I wrote down athletic socks, so, you know.
Yeah, try that out and report back to us.
I will actually report that on next week's show, if you'd like. You know. So, I do have to ask, what is Dub K? Anything in particular?
Oh, he doesn't get it.
Weirdo.
W-K.
W-K.
See, I've been drinking.
Oh, my God.
No.
You do live
but
in
Dana, we already
Dad,
know.
When you're...
We already knew that he didn't get it, though, because we see his tweets all the time.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is embarrassing.
Are you going to renege on my name now?
No, I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Oh, that's his street name.
I won't change
my street.
It to. I won't change it
my,
to Dub Stoop.
Well, only when I've been bad, right?
I'm not going there.
Just remember, nicknames can be revoked at any time.
I know my Twitter street cred, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot of that.
Probably. Who knows? Just ask my wife. Hey.
<That's> little.
It's kind of morbid, but funny.
That was a delayed
Jay,
reaction.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you, Jay, the party's really taking off because little Jimmy Stewart's here. And he,
I'm just getting ready to
his,
ask you.
He brought his vodka. And I'm about to take
a boy.
I know
things
it's your
are about
birthday.
To go downhill quickly.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, that's pretty good. No, I'm fine, Jay.
Excellent.
I
see, this is why it's only a 30-minute This is why it's only a 30-minute show now, because this way Matt can't pass out before the show's over.
Oh, we don't challenge him. No, don't lay down a challenge like that. You know, he seems pretty laid back and nothing really affects him much, but you challenge him.
I know. Then he's
on
a mission to
show
the world what he's all about.
Either that or call him arrogant. He's not going to put up with either of those things.
Pompous. Have another
well,
shot.
I wasn't sure little Jimmy was going to make it because I didn't know that if he had made his quota of pounded rocks today. So...
Is he looking okay?
Yeah.
Survived the day all right? Okay, good. Not worry about him.
He's still sober. So, Jay.
I've made my...
I'm sorry, go ahead. It's your birthday.
You go ahead. No,
well,
go right ahead.
You know, I got your mom. I got your mom to call in, and your brother-in-law's in the chat room, and maybe your sister. And I tried to get Mrs. Langston, your first grade teacher, in here. And I did get a hold of her. But the worst thing was, I think she was a little put off by the, when she answered the phone, she was put off by the first question that I asked her.
Which was?
What are you wearing?
mainly because she was probably wearing a hospital gown and Depends, which is kind of embarrassing.
I know. I'll tell you what, though. There's a chick waiting on you, and we better play this quickly. And it's someone you've come to know and love, and she wants you, and she wants you in the worst way. So hold on.
That's the best way.
Jay, Kim Fragile here, coming to you live from your bedroom. I'm waiting here in anticipation of the end of the show and the smacking of the back of your front. I've got one of your faves, Kris Kristofferson, playing in the background, and I'm lying here on your bed with nothing on but my bedazzled blue booty shorts that read, "Open for business," on the ass. I have a half-empty bottle of tequila and a full tin of Vienna sausages waiting on you. And guy on your dick is but a few feet away with video camera in one hand and a bottle of Heineken in the other.
Guy, guy on your dick here, ready to film you and your Kimalicious presence.
Zoom out, guy! Zoom out, you perv! God! Anywho, J-Man, no matter if I'm reporting from Moscow, Paris, or Kokomo, my heart is always in Redneckville, Arkansas. I can't wait till the show is over, and sexy man, when I take a shower in the morning, have no fear, I brought my own soap. Happy birthday, J-Man, and tell Matt Man he owes me $47. That bastard knows why. See you soon, lover, and once again, happy birthday.
That was sweet.
That,
man,
number? I tell you.
Kim's a hottie.
That was sweet. That was hot. Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge in the background, steaming things up. Man.
Nothing
Rita Coolidge,
sexy
almost
like Vienna sausages.
Oh, yeah. And
always
tequila. They go well together.
Hey, Jay, I do have a question for you, Jay. When you were in
okay,
college
we have
at the... Oh, we have another caller?
We do, I think. Is that...
Oh, my God. 314, go ahead. Three
314,
you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I called to wish Jay a happy birthday.
That's nice. Who is this?
Catcher Dude's mom.
It's Catcher Dude's mom.
Oh my God. This is big.
I knew the 314. And when I didn't hear Mike or Mrs. Mike,
oh,
I thought, hey.
True. I thought it was too. I thought it was Dour Mike.
Well, this is better.
Oh, much. Don't tell Mike.
No, we won't tell. He's not listening, I'm sure. Oh, he's in the chat room. Anyway,
oh, sorry,
well,
Mike.
Nothing personal, dude. So how you doing, CDM?
Doing good. Hoping it doesn't rain this weekend.
Yeah.
Tired, or glad all the snow is gone.
Yeah.
That wasn't even me, Jay. That was our intern, little Jimmy Stewart, coughing in the background.
That shit's catching. That shit's contagious, man.
I know. Anyone who comes, I think I just snorted. Anyone who comes in here, oh my God, it's not good. So CDM, Tell Jay how much you love him.
Oh, he knows how much I love him. He's a big teddy bear. Even though he doesn't like me calling him a teddy bear.
Oh, here we go again.
No, he's not. He's a mean guy.
There you go.
Well, he is a teddy bear in a way because his eyes, they look like they're plastic. They look like they're plastic.
kind of lifeless.
From all the alcohol.
Or as Pennywise the clown would say, look into the dead lights.
Or as Quint would say in Jaws, he's got lifeless eyes, a doll's eyes.
Oh my God, Rhino can do that really well.
I bet.
Of course he can. Oh, we have another
Of course
caller.
He can.
Of course he can do anything except.
No, we, everybody.
We have another caller, Jay. 865. 865,
you
go
just,
ahead.
You just muted Weirdo again.
Yeah, you
That's not how it showed on mine. I did not have a microphone.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dub K.
Nah, it's all right.
If anybody else out there wants to call in, we have another line open. And you've got about another minute or so of live streaming.
Yeah, they got about 2 minutes. They can call in.
661-244-9852.
Come on, Mystery Chick, call in.
I was curious to know who Mystery Chick was.
Of course, you
I thought she was.
That's why her name.
I thought she
Mystery
was the
Chick.
One. Well, I thought she was the one that was going to sing Happy Birthday.
Oh no. We had to have the rat do it. Agent Rat.
Agent Rat.
That was probably better anyway. Mm-hmm. Although if you know Mystery Chick wants to, you know, sing Happy Birthday, then we can, you know, see who is better.
Oh my God. Hey Mystery Chick. Dub K is calling you out.
He's talking about having a dance off, sing off, pants off here or something.
Kinda like kinda like American Idol and I'm with stupid, you know.
Man, he just gave away next week's show topic.
I think next week's show topic should be Charlie Sheen, since we did all the Charlie Sheen stuff.
Oh, no, nobody will care about Charlie next week, unless he dies next week. And then we can talk
oh,
about
that
him.
Nine?
Oh, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not hoping. Jeez.
Poor Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Jay's a teddy bear, hoping for people to die.
Yeah, you lost that status.
Oh, God. Okay, we got 90 seconds until the live stream.
We got, there's another caller here.
Okay.
The other 314. Hello?
Hello.
Who's
Hello?
This?
I'm not Mike. Sure.
Hello?
Hello.
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 This
Catch a Dude's
really
Mom and Mike and Weirdo. Dana dropped off the line.
Oh, she did?
That's what happened. Yeah. So
well,
now
go
we got
Mike
there. How's it going, Mike?
I just cannot keep in my mind that Thursday nights are call nights. It's like 20
too
minutes
complicated.
After. It is. 20 minutes after 10, Claudia goes, are you going to call in tonight? And I'm going, holy shit, it's tonight.
Well, we got about 20 seconds in the live stream, so we want to thank everybody who's in the chat room for being here tonight.
661-244-9852. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And everybody's listening live as
Hold
we're about
on,
to
Mike.
go
Mike, you gotta shut up for a second.
Which one?
Thanks to Jay's brother-in-law, Ketcherzoo's mom, Dana, Desert Rat, Mystery Chick.
Jay's mom.
Oh. And Weirdo King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you
and
can go
Jay's
ahead.
Mom. Don't forget about Jay's mom.
But he was just talking about the people in the chat room.
I just heard it.
Oh.
Yeah, just heard
now
it.
Now go
drop.
Ahead, Mike. You can talk about the nuances of barometric pressure.
they're coming this way again. We have flood warnings out. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I knew you would work
that
in somehow.
Catcher Dude's mom knows that too, right?
Yep. You know, it's supposed to be baseball weather. I don't know what we're having right now, but it's not baseball weather.
I thought they were going to cancel the season.
They may have to cancel the season.
No, that was football, Jay.
Oh, but they have to cancel the baseball season because Adam Wainwright had to have Tommy John surgery. So it's over.
Yeah,
the Cardinals are going to suck.
Yeah. What a freaking shame. The Reds win again. And boy, I can't say that very often.
Hey, now, there's always the Cubs. Never mind. Yeah, Reds win again.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'll tell you what, the Brewers are going to be good.
You see, the Cubs, their third spring training game, and they had a brawl in the dugout. It wasn't even Carlos Zambrano this time. A couple of Cubs players going at each other, and they're like, everybody's piling in, trying to get them apart.
That doesn't bode well.
fighting over that last position on the Cubs team.
Fighting over the last taco on the cart.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said, I like tacos, and they went at it right there, man.
Well, like I said.
Well, I got my celebrity list here. The celebrities that I'm going to try to get a birthday shout out from on Monday on Twitter. Yeah, because you know I got the shout out from Anna Marie Cox last year. Good Lord,
oh my
man,
God,
are you going to die?
Dying.
I'm dying.
He's drinking too much. He's celebrating.
Good Lord.
Slow down on the vodka, man.
What a cigarette.
Hey, it is the end of the show.
It was either that or your comment on your tacos.
Go ahead.
No, I just got my list of celebrities that I'm going to try to get a shout-out from on my birthday.
Last year
I got Anna Marie Cox and Alessandra Torresani. So.
So now who,
see if I can top that this year. Oh, just, you know,
who's
like people
list?
Like Tila Tequila and Kim Kardashian and, you know, like Heidi Montag. She follows me. Heidi Montag follows me on Twitter, so I should be able to get a shout-out from her. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're very close.
Continue.
Oh, just, you know, just your. Oh, I got to get a shout-out from Christine O'Donnell and Sarah Palin.
Why? There you go.
Even though Christine O'Donnell didn't answer us, Matt Man and I were trying to get her to come on the show. Is everybody but me going to cough like crazy here?
I'm not.
Sorry, guys.
I've coughed enough today.
Yeah.
Are you feeling any better?
Matt Man and I were trying to get Christine O'Donnell to come on the show. We kept asking her on Twitter if she'd come on the show, and she never did respond to us. Hurts my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well.
Well.
And of course,
hey.
There's Megan McCain. Oh, it'll be okay.
God.
Yeah,
Meghan
McCain. Yep.
What do you mean, yeah?
She's my favorite. She's
that's
my favorite McCain. Oh, no, I've got other people.
Yeah.
They don't count as much. Oh, Britney Spears, she follows me also on Twitter.
Who does?
Britney. Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You started
following her
when she was 15, didn't you?
Yeah, in her prime, yeah. But she got the new album out. It sounds good.
God. Oh, my God.
They're right up there with Kim Kardashian's.
Oh, I refuse to listen to that.
They actually played that on one of our alternative rock stations as a joke.
Oh,
and they were like, we're never going to play this. Like, this is one album that we should never play ever again. They only played like 30 seconds of it, but it was a beat down from hell.
Yeah.
I could feel the chromosomes leaving my brain listening to that song.
When I was in college, we had this rock and roll station in town, KKEG, and they used to run a promo, and they'd say, here at KKEG, we'll never play Mariah Carey songs, but we do her.
Now, see, someone else is coughing, and it's not me.
It was me.
I'm the only one that doesn't have the coughs. Of course, I'm the only one that has a mute button, apparently.
Well, that's
I have a
because
mute button
you like me. Asian chicks.
Asian chicks keep you from coughing. That's right.
So you're not going to do anything for your birthday?
No. This was it. This was the party.
You didn't even know about it.
That's
right.
So this is my whole part. I can't party twice, man. Too old for that. Who do you think I am, Charlene?
Oh my
party
God.
Twice in 4 days?
I've ruined your birthday because you've already partied. I thought I was doing you a favor in here. I am a hindrance.
I think I'll be okay. I'll just do what I always do on my birthday. I'll just start drinking at about 8 a.m. and drink till I pass out and sleep for a while and then start drinking again. And
cue the violin. Cue the violin.
He's going to sneak down to the local Walmart and get himself about a 10-pound cake.
Oh, God. Hey, our local Walmart got a beer and wine license. So they're going to start selling the beer and wine. They're going to put the liquor store in. They have big news here, man. They're going
to
take out the McDonald's.
You won't have to go to
the Congo.
I'm going
to Missouri.
Yeah, hey, we like that sales tax revenue.
Yeah, well.
You should keep coming across the border.
We're gonna get a big hit if Jay stops coming over here to get his alcohol.
That's right.
That's right. I was keeping Missouri afloat all by myself, man. Yeah, so go down there to McDonald's and get some chicken tenders and some JoJo's and a case of PBR and just go have a big old party.
Yeah, and Claire McCaskill will say, God damn it, Jay, stop going to our state.
Yep. That'll be Jay Nixon's excuse for the economy when he's running for re-election. Well, man, Jay down there in Arkansas stopped coming to buy his alcohol and messed everything up. Messed all our projections up.
Put Missouri in a recession.
Oh.
Yeah, Missouri is recession proof.
It is.
Jay, I gotta tell you this.
Missouri never changes much. Just stays
little
same.
Jimmy, our intern, he's sitting next to me, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, I don't know what this guy's got.
That's because it's a party. That's how he dresses for party.
And he's texting. He's like a high school kid. He's like a high school kid with a bottle of Boone's Farm in his hand.
As long as he doesn't put his hand on your knee, you're okay. But, you know, you're supposed to wear, like, a Hawaiian shirt or something if you go out to a club because, you know, you want, when, you know, you're mingling around, you meet a couple of ladies, and then you, like, move on, you know. You want them to be able to find you again. You'll stand out with that Hawaiian shirt on.
Something like that.
Of course, you know, their husbands can find you, too. It's, you know, it's a risk.
Big risk.
Risk versus reward, man. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I have the anti-risk because Shmoop, she's asleep in the bedroom and she's yelling, "Would you get the motherfucker out of here?" Oh my god!
All right, guys, I'm out of here.
Okay. Oh,
she finally had enough. Thanks for calling, CDM.
Yep. You have a good birthday.
Thank
Night,
you.
Night, Matt.
Night, Monica. Oh, shut up.
Kick your ass.
I'm
exposed.
Sorry.
All right, now I am really going. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I know she's upset because everyone knows that she can find her now because her name's Monica.
She was in witness protection.
Yeah. Up until about a minute ago.
Yeah.
You just costed her her life. No, she needs to go wear a Hawaiian shirt and go back into the other program.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well,
I think we're about 2 minutes away from BTR cutting us off, so I guess we can wrap things up. We're about 6 minutes from Matt keeling over, so.
I haven't heard the thump yet from when he hits the floor.
How much of the bottle is left?
Oh no, we got plenty of the bottle left.
All right.
Okay.
God.
That was little Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. This was sweet of you.
I know it was. And I always say that because that's what you told me.
I think he's working on the second bottle.
Jay, do you remember that?
I do. I remember that. Yep. All right, guys.
We're going to have to do a road trip up there sometime, Jay.
We are. All right, everybody.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Later.
I didn't know Mike was on the line.
But.
God.
Okay.
All right. That's it. BTR is going to cut us off in a few seconds.
Okay.
So.
Bye.
Later.
Good night,
happy
everybody.